Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Monday, December 21st, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. Today, we'll be taking a look at what Americans a CDC panel thought should get the next COVID-19 vaccine, as well as a new M&A deal from an aerospace and defense company, Lockheed Martin. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get started this morning, a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention panel voted last night on what Americans should receive the next round of COVID-19 vaccinations. The panel decided that the next round should vaccinate frontline essential workers and elderly Americans aged 75 and older. According to the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, these two groups should account for about 15% of all Americans. The panel's choices will now be sent to CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield, who often accepts their recommendations, and if accepted, he would establish a federal guidance on how states should distribute the vaccines. Moving forward, the CDC predicts that the U.S. will have enough doses for 20 million people this month, 30 million in January, and 50 million in February. As for our next story this morning, Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was authorized for emergency use by the FDA on Friday, and now just like with Pfizer's, the U.S. government is shipping millions of doses across the country. Also on Friday, Rick Gates, the Senior Vice President of Pharmacy and Healthcare at Walgreens, which is one of the main companies in charge of distributing vaccines at long-term care facilities, was interviewed by CNBC and said this about the process of vaccine distribution.
It won't be chaos. I think what you're going to see is we're going to be very thoughtful on how we're going to schedule appointments, how we're going to work with the communities that we're in, the states that we're in on priority populations to make sure it is not long lines out pharmacy doors and make sure that people have safe and convenient and efficient ways that they get vaccines. Vaccines are what we do very consistently, and monitoring patients after a vaccine is a very common thing that we do. Think about flu shots, Shingrix, or other types of vaccines that are out there. The safety protocol that we've given to our pharmacists on training up front, how to look for any sort of allergic reactions, how to make sure that they're monitoring patients post-vaccine, it's all part of the normal process. And as long as we're scheduling appointments, ensuring that we follow up with all the appropriate questions up front, it will still be a process that will be seamless for us.
And for our third story this morning, Congress agreed on a $900 COVID-19 stimulus bill on Sunday, accomplishing what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell described as a, quote, bipartisan breakthrough the country is needed. Lawmakers are expected to distribute this funding today, and this is what Senator McConnell had to say about the bill.
More help is on the way. Moments ago, in consultation with our committees, the four leaders of the Senate and the House finalized an agreement. There'll be another major rescue package for the American people. As our citizens continue battling this coronavirus, this holiday season, they will not be fighting alone. Of course, many millions of Americans have lost their jobs and are continuing to lose them through no fault of their own. This package will renew and extend a number of the additional important federal unemployment benefits that have helped families stay afloat.
Other parts of the bill include a $600 direct payment to most adults and an additional $600 per child. $248 billion will be put towards Paycheck Protection Program for small business loans, $45 billion for the transportation industry, $80 billion for schools and colleges, and $30 billion for procurement and distribution of COVID vaccines. And our next story today moves away from all the hubbub about COVID into a quarterly report from Darden Restaurants. The company, who owns franchises like Cheddar Scratch Kitchen and Olive Garden, released their fiscal Q2 reports recently, showing a sharp decline in several areas. Revenue for the company fell 19% and was actually lower than analyst expectations at $1.66 billion compared to the predicted $1.69 billion. Across all of the company's brands, same-store sales dropped more than 20%, and Darden is expecting even worse numbers next quarter, which is surprising given that their third quarter is often their best. For Q3, the company is anticipating that their sales will drop anywhere between 30 and 35%. And for our fifth and final story this morning, we end on an M&A deal between the aerospace and defense company Lockheed Martin and the rocket engine manufacturer Aerojet Rocketdyne. Lockheed announced yesterday that it agreed to buy Aerojet, including its debt and net cash, for $4.4 billion. with Lockheed buying each of Aerojet's shares at 33% premium from their closing price on Friday at $56 a share. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. Be sure to look out for a new interview today featuring an owner of the Indiana Colts, Kalen Jackson, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.